Macbeth, William Shakespeare. Listen to and download free AI-generated audiobooks at 3ords.com. The Project Gutenberg ebook of Macbeth. This ebook is for the use of anyone anywhere in the United States and most other parts of the world at no cost and with almost no restrictions whatsoever. You may copy it, give it away, or reuse it under the terms of the Project Gutenberg license included with this ebook or online at www.gutenberg.org. If you are not located in the United States, you will have to check the laws of the country where you are located before using this ebook. Title: Macbeth, author: William Shakespeare. Release date: July 1, 2000. Ebook 2264. Most recently updated: September 23, 2025. Language: English. Other information and formats: www.gutenberg.org/ebook/2264. Asterisk start of the project GUTENBERG EBOOK Macbeth asterisk asterisk. Executive director's notes, in addition to the notes below, and so you will not think all. The spelling errors introduced by the printers of the time have been corrected. Here are the first few lines of Hamlet, as they are presented herein. Barnardo, who's there, Fran? Nay, answer me, stand and VN fold yourself. Bar, long live you the king. As I understand it, the printers often ran out of certain words, or letters they had often packed into a cliché. This is the original meaning of the term cliché. Thus, being unwilling to unpack the cliché is, and thus you will see some substitutions that look very odd. As the exchanges of U for V, V for U, above, you may wonder why they did it this way, presuming Shakespeare did not actually write the play in this manner. The answer is that they may have packed Liu into a cliché at a time when they were out of Vs, possibly having used VV in place of some W, etc. This was a common practice of the day, as print was still quite expensive, and they didn't want to spend more on a wider selection of characters than they had to. You will find a lot of these kinds of errors in this text, as I have mentioned in other times and places, many scholars have an extreme attachment to these errors, and many have accorded them a very high place in the canon of Shakespeare. My father read an assortment of these made available to him by Cambridge University, in England for several months in a glass room constructed for the purpose. To the best of my knowledge, he read all those available. Great detail, determined from the various changes, that Shakespeare most likely did not write in nearly as many of a variety of errors we credit him for, even though he was infamous for signing his name with several different spellings. So please take this into account when reading the comments below, made by our volunteer who prepared this file. You may see errors that are not errors. So, with this caveat, we have not changed the canon errors. Here is the Project Gutenberg edext of Shakespeare's play. Michael S. Hart, Project Gutenberg. Executive Director. Scanner's notes, what this is and isn't. This was taken from a copy of Shakespeare's first folio, and it is as close as I can come in ASCII to the printed text. The elongated S's have been changed to small S's, and the conjoined I have been changed to I. I have left the spelling, punctuation, capitalization as close as possible to the printed text. I have corrected some spelling mistakes. I have put together a spelling dictionary devised from the spellings of the Geneva Bible and Shakespeare's first folio, and have unified spellings according to this template, typos and expanded abbreviations as I have come across them. Everything within brackets is what I have added. So if you don't like that, you can delete everything within the brackets if you want a purer Shakespeare. Another thing that you should be aware of is that there are textual differences between various copies of the first folio. So, there may be differences, other than what I have mentioned above, between this and other first folio editions. This is due to the printer's habit of setting the type and running off a number of copies and then proofing the printed copy and correcting the type, and then continuing the printing run. The proof run wasn't thrown away but incorporated into the printed copies. This is just the way it is. The text I have used was a composite of more than 30 different first folio editions' best pages. David Reed The Tragedy of Macbeth, Actus Primus. Scona Prima, Thunder and Lightning. Enter three witches. 1. When shall we three meet again? In thunder, lightning, or in rain? 2. When the hurly-burly's done, when the battle's lost, and 1. 3. That will be ere the set of sun. 1. Where the place? 2. Vipon the heath. 3. There to meet with Macbeth. 1. I come, Grey Malkin all. Paddock calls anon. Fair is foul, and foul is fair. Hower through the fog, and filthy air exeunt. Scena seconda, alarum within. Enter King Malcolm Donalbane Lennox with attendants meeting a bleeding captain. King, what bloody man is that? He can report, as seemeth by his plight of the ruled, the newest state, Mal. This is the Sirient, who like a good and hardy soldier fought. Gainst my captuity, hail bra friend, say to the king the knowledge of the broil as thou didst low it. Cap, doubtful it stood, as two spent swimmers that doe cling together and choke their art, the merciless MacDonald. Worthy to be a rebel for to that, the multiplying villainies of nature, doe swarm vipon him from the western isles of Kearns and Gallowgrosses is supplied, and fortune on his damned quarry smiling, showed like a rebel's whore, but all's too weak for Bra Macbeth, well he deserves that name, disdaining fortune with his brandish steel, which smoked with bloody execution. Like valor's minion carried out his passage, till he fact the slaw, which newer shook hands nor bade farewell to him. Till he vienseemed him from the Nautoth chops, and fixed his head vipon our battlements, King, O valiant cousin, worthy gentleman, Cap. As whence the sun gins his reflection, shipwracking storms and direful thunders, so from that spring whence comfort seemed to come, discomfort swells, Mark King of Scotland, Mark, no sooner Aeastus had with valor armed, compelled these skipping kerns to trust their heels, but the Norwegian lord, surveying vantage, with furbished arms and new supplies of men, began a fresh assault, King. Dismayed not this our captains, Macbeth and Banquo Cap. Yes, as sparrows, eagles, or the hare, the lion, if I say sooth, I must report they were as cannons hour charged with double cracks, so they doubly redoubled strokes vipon the foe, except they meant to bathe in reeking wounds, or memorize another Golgotha. I cannot tell, but I am faint, my gashes cry for help. King, so well thy words become thee as thy wounds, they smack of honor both, go get him surgeons. Enter Ross and Angus, who comes here, Mal? The worthy thane of Ross, Lennox. What a haste looks through his eyes, so should he look that seems to speak things strange, Ross. God saw the king, King. Whence cam'st thee thou, worthy thane Ross, from Fif, great king, where the Norwegian banners float the sky, and fan our people cold, Norway himself with terrible numbers, assisted by that most disloyal traitor, the thane of Cawdor began a dismal conflict, till that Bellona's bridegroom lapped in proof. Confronted him with self-comparisons, point against point, rebellious arm gainst arm, curbing his lawish spirit, and to conclude, the victory fell on Versus King. Great happiness, Ross, that now Sweeno, the Norway's king, craws composition, nor would we deigny him bury all of his men. Till he dispersed at St. Calma's Inch, $10,000 to our General Vse, King, no more that Thane of Cawdor shall deceive you, our bosom interest, go pronounce his present death, and with his former title greet Macbeth, Ross. I'll see it done, King. What he hath lost, noble Macbeth hath won, exeunt, Sina Tertia thunder. Enter the three witches, one. Where hast thou been, sister, two? Killing swine, three. Sister, where thou, one? A sailor's wife had chestnuts in her lap. And mounked, and mounked, and mounked, Giumi, quoth I, errant thee, which the rump-fed Ronian cries, her husband's to Aleppo gone, master oath tiger, but in a sew I'll thither sail, and like a rat without a tail, I'll doe, and I'll doe, too. I'll gee you thee a wind, one. Thart kind three, and I another, one. I myself haw all the other, and the very ports they blow, all the quarters that they know, I shipman's card. I'll drain him dry as hay, sleep shall neither night nor day. Hang vipon his penthouse lid, he shall lee you a man forbid wary sunites 9 times 9, shall he dwindle, peak, and pine, though his bark cannot be lost. Yet it shall be tempest-tossed, look what I haw too. Show me, one, here I haw a pilot's thumb, racked as homeward he did come, drum within three. A drum, Macbeth doth come all. The wayward sisters, hand in hand, posters of the sea and land, thus do go about, thrice to thine and thrice to mine. And thrice again to make VP 9. Peace, the charms wound VP enter Macbeth and Banquo, Macbee. So foul and fair a day I haw not seen Banquo. How far is't called to sore eyes? What are these, so withered and so wilder in their attire, that look not like inhabitants of earth, and yet are aunt? Lee you or are you aught, that man may question? You seem to vienderst in me, by each at once her choppy finger laying, vipon her skinny lips, you should be women. And yet your beards forbid me to interpret, that you are so, Mac, speak if you can, what are you one? All hail Macbeth, hail to the Thane of Glamis, two. All hail Macbeth, hail to the Thane of Cawdor, three. All hail Macbeth, that shalt be king hereafter, Bank. Good sir, why do you start and seem to fear? Things that do sound so fair? I'th name of truth, are ye fantastical, or that indeed, which outwardly ye show? My noble partner, you greet with present grace and great prediction. Of noble hawing and of royal hope, that he seems rapt withal, to me you speak not, if you can look into the seeds of time, and say which grain will grow and which will not, Speak then to me, who neither beg nor fear your fours nor your hate. 1. Hail 2, hail 3, hail 1, lesser than Macbeth and greater 2. Not so happy, yet much happier 3. Thou shalt get kings, though thou be none, so all hail Macbeth and Banquo. 1. Banquo and Macbeth, all hail, Macbee. Stay, you imperfect speakers, tell me more. By Sinel's death, I know I am Thane of Glamis, but how of Cawdor? The Thane of Cawdor Lius, a prosperous gentleman, and to be king stands not within the prospect of belief, no more than to be Cawdor. Say from whence you owe this strange intelligence, or why, vipon this blasted heath, you stop our way. With such prophetique greeting speak, I charge you, witches vanish, bank. The earth hath bubbles as the water has, and these are of them. Whither are they vanished, Macbee? Into the air, and what seemed corporal, melted as breath into the wind, would they had stayed, bank. Were such things here as we do speak about, or how we eaten on the insane route, that takes the reason prisoner, Macbee. Your children shall be king's, bank, you shall be king, Macbee. And Thane of Cawdor too, when it not so, bank. Toth, self same tune and words, whose here enter Ross and Angus, Ross. The king hath happily received, Macbeth, the news of thy success, and when he reads thy person all venture in the rebel sight, his wonders and his praises do contend, which should be thine or his, silenced with that, in viewing aree the rest oath self same day, he finds thee in the stout Norwegian ranks. Nothing afeared of what thyself didst make, strange images of death as thick as tail, can post with post, and ewery one did bear thy praises in his kingdom's great defense, and powered them down before him. Ang, we are sent to geo thee from our royal master thanks. Onely to herald thee into his sight, not pay thee, Ross, and for an earnest of a greater honor, he bade me from him call thee Thane of Cawdor, in which addition, hail most worthy Thane, for it is thine, bank. What can the jewel speak true, Macbee? The Thane of Cawdor, Lius, why do you dress me in borrowed robes, Ang? Who was the Thane, Lius, yet, but Viender hoy judgment bears that life, which he deserves to loose, whether he was combined with those of Norway, or did line the rebel with hidden help. And vantage, or that with both he labored, in his country's racky, I know not, but treason's capital, confessed and prude, ha our thrown him, Macbee. Glamis and Thane of Cawdor the greatest is behind. Thanks for your pains, do you not hope your children shall be kings, when those that gaw the Thane of Cawdor to me, promise no less to them, bank. That trusted home, might yet enkindle you vnto the crown, besides the Thane of Cawdor. But tis strange, and oftentimes, to win versus to our harm. The instruments of darkness tell versus truths, win versus with honest trifles to betrays, in deepest consequence, cousins, a word I pray you, Macbee. Two truths are told, as happy prologues to the swelling act of the imperial theme. I thank you, gentlemen, this supernatural soliciting, cannot be ill, cannot be good, if ill. Why hath it geo in me earnest of success, commencing in a truth, I am Thane of Cawdor, if good. Why do I yield to that suggestion, whose horrid image doth vien fix my air? And make my seated heart knock at my ribs, against the vse of nature? Present fears are less than horrible imaginings, my thought, whose murder yet is but fantastical, shakes so my single state of man, that function is smothered in surmise, and nothing is but what is not, bank. Look how our partner's wrapped, Macbee. If chance will ha me king, why chance may crown me, without my stir a bank. New honors come vipon him, like our strange garments, clo' not to their mold. But with the aid of VSC, Macbee. Come what come may, time and the hour runs through the roughest day, bank. Worthy Macbeth, we stay vipon your leisure, Macbee, geo me your four, my dull brain was wrought with things forgot, kind gentlemen, your pains are registered, where ewery day I turn the leaf to read them, let vees toward the king, think vipon what hath chanked, and at more time, the interim hoing wait it, let vees speak, our free hearts each to other, bank, very gladly, Macbee. Till then enough, come friends, exeunt, sina quarta flourish. Enter King, Lennox, Malcolmy, Donalbane, and attendants, king. Is execution done on Cawdor, or not those in commission yet returned, Mal? My liege, they are not yet come back, but I ha spoke with one that saw him die, who did report that very frankly he confessed his treasons, implored your highness pardon, and set forth a deep repentance. Nothing in his life became him, like the lowing it. He died. As one that had been studied in his death, to throw away the dearest thing he owed, as twere a careless trifle, king. There's no art to find the mind's construction in the face. He was a gentleman on whom I built, an absolute trust, enter Macbeth, Banquo, Ross, and Angus, O worthiest cousin, the sin of my ingratitude you and now, was hoy on me. Thou art so far before, that swiftest wing of recompense is slow, to our take thee. Would thou hadst less deserved. That the proportion both of thanks and payment might ha been mine, onely I ha left to say, more is thy due than more than all can pay, Macbee. the Serois and the loyalty I owe, in doing it pays itself your highness part is to receive our duties and our duties are to your throne and state, children and Serowants, which do but what they should, by doing youery things safe toward your lao and honor, king. Welcome hither, I ha begun to plant thee and will labor, to make thee full of growing. Noble Banquo, that hast no less deserved nor must be known, no less to ha done so, let me enfold thee, and hold thee to my heart, bank. There if I grow, the harust is your own, king. My plenteous goys, wanton in fullness, seek to hide themselves in drops of sorrow. Sons, kinsmen, thanes, and you whose places are the nearest know, we will establish our estate vipon. Our eldest, Malcolmy, whom we name hereafter, the Prince of Cumberland, which honor must, not vin accompanied, in used him onely. But signs of nobleness, like stars, shall shine on all deserowers, from hence to Inverns, and bind vs further to you, McBee. The rest is labor, which is not vest for you, I'll be myself the herbinger and make ice full, the hearing of my wife with your approach so humbly take my low, king, my worthy cotter, McBee. The Prince of Cumberland, that is a step, on which I must fall down or else a re-leap, for in my way it lies, stars hide your fires. Let not light see my black and deep desires, the eye wink at the hand, yet let that be, which the eye fears when it is done to see enter, king, true worthy Banquo, he is full so valiant, and in his commendations I am fed, it is a banquet to me. Let's after him, whose care is gone before, to bid versus welcome, it is a peerless kinsman, flourish. Exeunt, Sina Quinta enter Macbeth's wife alone with a letter, lady. They met me in the day of success, and I ha. Learned by the perfect report, they ha more in them then, mortal knowledge, when I burnt in desire to question them. Further, they made themselves air into which they vanished. Whiles I stood wrapped in the wonder of it, came missives from the king, who all hailed me Thane of Cawdor, by which title. Before, these wayward sisters saluted me, and referred me to, the coming on of time, with hail king that shalt be. This, ha I thought good to deliver thee my dearest partner of. Greatness that thou mightst thee not loose the dues of reicing, by being ignorant of what greatness is promised thee. Lay it to thy heart and farewell, Glamis thou art and Cawdor and shalt be what thou art promised, yet do I fear thy nature, it is too full of milk of humane kindness to catch the nearest way. Thou wouldst thee be great, art not without ambition but without, the illness should attend it. What thou wouldst thee highly, that wouldst thee thou holily, wouldst thee not play false, and yet wouldst thee wrongly win. Thoodst ha great Glamis that which cries, thus thou must do if thou ha it, and that which rather thou doest thee fear to do, then wishest should be viendone. Hie thee hither, that I may power my spirits in thine ear, and chastise with the valor of my tongue all that impedes thee from the golden round, which fate and metaphysical eye doth seem, to ha thee crowned withal enter messenger. What is your tidings, mess? The king comes here tonight, lady. Thou it mad to say it, is not thy master with him? Who, wert so? Would ha informed for preparation, mess. So please you, it is true, our thane is coming, one of my fellows had the speed of him, who almost dead for breath had scarcely more, then would make VP his message, lady. Gee him tending, he brings great news, exit messenger, the Ron himself is horse, that croaks the fatal entrance of Duncan, viender my battlements. Come you spirits, that tend on mortal thoughts, viensex me here, and fill me from the crown to the toe, topful. Of direst cruelty, make thick my blood, stop VP, excess and passage to remorse, that no compunctious visitings of nature, shake my fell purpose, nor keep peace between th effect and hit. Come to my woman's breasts, and take my milk for gall, you mirthing ministers, where you are in your sightless substances, you wait on nature's mischief. Come thick night, and pall thee in the dunnest smoke of hell, that my keen knife see not the wound it makes, nor hoen peep through the blanket of the dark. To cry, hold, hold, enter Macbeth. Great Glamis, worthy Cawdor, greater than both by the all hail hereafter. Thy letters ha transported me beyond, this ignorant present, and I feel now, the future in the instant, McBee, my dearest Lau, Duncan comes here tonight, lady. And when goes hence McBee? Tomorrow as he purposes, lady. O newer, shall sun that morrow see, your face, my thane, is as a book where men may read strange matters to beguile the time, look like the time, bear welcome in your eye. Your hand, your tongue, look like innocent flower, but be the serpent vien dirt. He that's coming must be prohited for, and you shall put this night's great business into my dispatch, which shall to all our nights and days to come, gee you solely sour rainy sway and masterdome, McBee. We will speak further, lady. Onely look VP clear to altar for, you are as to fear, lo all the rest to me, exeunt, Sina Sexta, Haboys and torches. Enter King, Malcolmy, Donalbane, Banquo Lennox. Macduff, Ross, Angus and attendants, King. This castle hath a pleasant seat, the air nimbly and sweetly recommends itself, VNTO our gentle senses bank. This guest of summer, the temple-haunting Barlet does a prow, by his loud mansonry that the Hoenn's breath smells wooingly here. No Eady frieze, buttress, nor Coigny of vantage, but this bird hath made his pendant bed and procreant cradle, where they must breed and haunt, I ha observed. The air is delicate, enter lady, king. See our honored hostess, the Lao that follows versus sometime is our trouble, which still we thank as Lao. Herein I teach you, how you shall bid God-Isled V's for your pains, and thank versus for your trouble, lady. All our Sarawis, in Uri point twice done and then done double, were poor and single business to contend, against those honors deep and broad, wherewith your majesty loads our house, for those of old and the late dignities, heaped VP to them, we rest your ermites, king. Where's the Thane of Cawdor? We coursed him at the heels and had a purpose, to be his purier, but he rides well, and his great Lao sharp as his spur hath halp him to his home before versus, fair and noble hostess, we are your guest tonight, la. Your Sarawants you are, ha theirs themselves, and what is theirs in compt, to make their audit at your highness pleasure, still to return your own, king. Giu me your hand, conduct me to mine host, we Lao him highly, and shall continue our graces towards him. By your low hostess, exeunt, Sina Septima, ha boys, torches. Enter a sewer and de your Sarawants with dishes, and Sarawis our the stage. Then enter Macbeth, Macbee. If it were done when tis done, then twere well, it were done quickly, if th assassination. Could Trammel VP the consequence and catch, with his surcease success, that but this blow might be the be-all and the end-all. Here, but here, V pawn this bank and school of time, wield eump the life to come. But in these cases, we still ha eudgment here, that we but teach, bloody instructions which being taught return, to plague, in winter this ewan-handed eustis, commends, ingredients of our poison chalice to our own lips. He's here in double trust first, as I am his kinsman and his subject, strong both against the deed, then as his host, who should against his murderer shut the door, not bear the knife myself. Besides, this Duncan hath borne his faculties so meek, hath been so clear in his great office that his virtues will plead like angels trumpet-tongued against the deep damnation of his taking off and pity like a naked newborn babe, striding the blast or Hoenn's cherubin horsed, vipon the sightless couriers of the air, shall blow the horrid deed in Uri eye, that tears shall drown the wind. I ha no spur. To prick the sides of my intent, but onely vaulting ambition which o'erleaps itself and falls on other, enter lady. How now, what news, la? He has almost supped. Why ha you left the chamber, Mac? Hath he asked for me, la? Know you not he ha's Mac. We will proceed no further in this business. He hath honored me of late, and I ha bought golden opinions from all sorts of people, which would be worn now in their newest gloss, not cast aside so soon, la. Was the hope drunk, wherein you dressed yourself? Hath it slept since, and wakes it now to look so green and pale at what it did so freely? From this time, such I account thy Lao. Art thou afeard to be the same in thine own act and valor as thou art in desire? Wouldst thee thou ha that which thou esteemst thee the ornament of life, and leave you a coward in thine own esteem, letting I dare not wait vipon I would, like the poor cadith adage, Macbee. Prithee peace, I dare do all that may become a man, who dares do more is none. La, what beast wast then? That made you break this enterprise to me? When you durst do it, then you were a man, and to be more than what you were, you would be so much more the man. Nor time, nor place. Did then add here, and yet you would make both they ha made themselves, and that their fitness now does vien make you. I ha gee you and suck, and know how tender tis to Lao the babe that milks me. I would, while it was smiling in my face, ha plucked my nipple from his boneless gums, and dashed the brains out, had I so sworn. As you ha done to this, Macbee. If we should fail, lady, we fail, but screw your courage to the sticking place, and we'll not fail when Duncan is asleep. Whereto the rather shall his days hard your nigh, soundly inuit him, his two chamberlains. Will I with wine and wassail so canuance, that memory, the warder of the brain, shall be a fume and the receipt of reason, a limbeck onely, when in swinish sleep, their drenched natures lies as in a death. What cannot you and I perform vipon, th, vien guarded Duncan? What not put vipon, his spongy officers, who shall bear the guilt of our great quell, Macbee? Bring forth men children onely, for thy vien daunted metal should compose nothing but males. Will it not be received, when we ha marked with blood those sleep I too of his own chamber, and vs their very daggers, that they ha don't, lady? Who dares receive at other, as we shall make our griefs and clamor roar? Vipon his death, Macbee. I am settled, and bend VP, each corporal agent to this terrible feat. Away, and mock the time with fairest show. False face must hide what the false heart doth know, exeunt actus secundus. Shayna prima enter Banquo and fleence with a torch before him bank. How goes the night, boy fleence? The moon is down, I ha not heard the clock bank, and she goes down at twelu fleence. I taked, tease later, sir, bank. Hold, take my sword, there's husbandry in Hoenn, their candles are all out, take thee that too. A Hoey summons lies like lead vipon me. And yet I would not sleep, merciful powers, restrain in me the cursed thoughts. That nature Giu's way to in repose, enter Macbeth, and a serowant with a torch, Giu me my sword, who's there, Macbe? A friend, Bank, what, sir, not yet at rest? The king's abed, he hath been in venusual pleasure, and sent forth great largesse to your offices. This diamond he greets your wife withal, by the name of most kind hostess, and shut VP in measureless content, Mac, being VM prepared. Arwel became the serowant to defect, which else should free ha rot, Bank, all's well. I dreamt last night of the three wayward sisters, to you they ha showed some truth, Macbe. I think not of them, yet when we can entreat an hour to sarrow, we would spend it in some words vipon that business, if you would grant the time, Bank. At your kindsty leisure, Macbe. If you shall clow to my consent, when tease it shall make honor for you, Bank. So I lose none, in seeking to augment it, but still keep. My bosom franchised and allegiance clear, I shall be counseled, Macbe. Good repose the while, Bank. Thanks, sir, the like to you exit Banquo, Macbe. Go bid thy mistress when my drink is ready, she strike vipon the bell. Get thee to bed, enter, is this a dagger which I see before me, the handle toward my hand? Come, let me clutch thee, I ha thee not, and yet I see thee still. Art thou not fatal vision, sensible, to feeling as to sight, or art thou but a dagger of the mind, a false creation? Proceeding from the heat-oppressed brain, I see thee yet, in form as palpable. As this which now I draw, thou marshalst thee me the way that I was going, and such an instrument I was to VSE. Mine eyes are made the fools with other senses, or else worth all the rest. I see thee still, and on thy blade and dudgeon gouts of blood, which was not so before. There's no such thing, it is the bloody business which informs thus to mine eyes. Now aree the one-half world, nature seems dead, and wicked dreams abuse. The curtain sleep, witchcraft celebrates. Pale Hecate's offerings, and withered murther, alarumed by his sentinel the wolf, whose howls his watch thus with his stealthy pace, with Tarquin's roishing sides towards his disease mows like a ghost. Thou sower and firm-set earth, hear not my steps which they may walk for fear. Thy very stones prate of my whereabout, and take the present horror from the time, which now suits with it. Whiles I threat, he leus, words to the heat of deeds too cold breath Giu's. A bell rings. I go, and it is done. The bell inuits me, hear it not, Duncan, for it is a knell. That summons thee to Hoenn or to hell, enter, sina secunda, enter, lady, la. That which hath made them drunk hath made me bold, what hath quenched them hath Giu in me fire, hark, peace. It was the owl that shrieked. The fatal bellman, which Giu's the sternsty good night, he is about it, the doors are open, and the surfeited grooms do mock their charge, with snores. I ha drugged their possets. That death and nature do contend about them, whether they leu or die, enter Macbeth, Macbe. Who's there, what hoa, lady? Alack, I am afraid they ha awacked, and t's not done, th attempt and not the deed, confounds versus, hark, I laid their daggers ready, he could not miss em. Had he not resembled, my father as he slept, I had don't, my husband, Macbe. I hot on the deed, didst thou not hear a noise, lady? I heard the owl scream and the crickets cry, did not you speak, Macbe? When, lady? Now, Macbe, as I descended, lady, I, Macbe, hark, who lies at second chamber, lady, Donalbane, Mac, this is a sorry sight, lady. A foolish thought to say a sorry sight, Macbe. There's one did laugh in sleep, and one cried murther that they did wake each other, I stood and heard them, but they did say their prayers, and address them agin to sleep. Lady, there are two lodged together, Macbe. One cried God bless vees, and amen the other. As they had seen me with these hangman's hands, listening their fear, I could not say amen, when they did say God bless versus lady. Consider it not so deeply, Mac. But wherefore could not I pronounce amen? I had most need of blessing, and amen stuck in my throat, lady. These deeds must not be thought. After these ways, so, it will make versus mad, Macbe. Methought I heard a voice cry, sleep no more, Macbeth does murther sleep, the innocent sleep, sleep that knits VP the rawled slew of care, the death of each day's life, sore labor's bath, balmy of hurt minds, great nature's second course, chief nourisher in life's feast, lady. What do you mean, Macbe? Still it cried, sleep no more to all the house glommies hath murthered sleep, and therefore Cawdor shall sleep no more. Macbeth shall sleep no more, lady. Who was it that thus cried? Why, worthy thane, you do vien bend your noble strength to think, so brain sickly of things, go get some water and wash this filthy witness from your hand. Why did you bring these daggers from the place? They must lie there. Go carry them and smear the sleep-eye grooms with blood, Macbe. I'll go no more, I am afraid, to think what I ha done. Look on again, I dare not, lady. Infirm of purpose, Giu me the daggers, the sleeping, and the dead. Are but as pictures. Tease the eye of childhood, that fears a painted duel. If he do bleed, I'll gild the faces of the grooms withal, for it must seem their guilt, enter, knock within, McBee. Whence is that knocking? How is't with me when Uri noise appals me? What hands are here? Ha, they pluck out mine eyes. Will all great Neptune's ocean wash this blood clean from my hand? No, this my hand will rather, the multitudinous seas incarnardine, making the green one red, enter, lady, lady. My hands are of your color, but I shame to wear a heart so white, knock. I hear a knocking at the south entry, retire we to our chamber. A little water clears versus of this deed. How easy is it then? Your constancy hath left you venat and did knock. Hark, more knocking, get on your nightgown, least occasion call vees, and show versus to be watchers. Be not lost so poorly in your thoughts, McBee. To know my deed, knock. Twere best not know myself, wake Duncan with thy knocking, I would thou couldst he exeunt, Sina tertia. Enter a porter, knocking within, porter. Here's a knocking indeed, if a man were porter of hell gate, he should ha old turning the key, knock, 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 knock. Who's there, I'th name of Beelzebub, here's a farmer that hanged, himself on expectation of plenty, come in time, ha napkins eno about you, here you less sweat fort, knock, knock, knock. Who's there in other jewel's name, faith here's an equiucator, that could swear in both. The scales against either scale, who committed treason. Enough for God's sake, yet could not equiucate to Hohen. Oh, come in, equiucator, knock, 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 who's there? Faith, here's an English. Taylor, come hither for stealing out of a French hose. Come in, Taylor, here you may rost your goose. Knock, 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 newer at quiet, what are you? But this place is too cold for hell. I'll duel porter it no further. I had thought to ha let in some of all professions that. Go the primrose way to your lasting bonfire, knock. Anon, anon, I pray you remember the porter, enter Macduff and Lennox, McDee. Was it so late, friend, ere you went to bed, that you do lie so late, port? Faith, sir, we were carousing till the second cock, and drink, sir, is a great prowker of three things, McDee. What three things does drink especially? Prowk, port. Mary, sir, nose painting, sleep, and vrine, lechery, sir, it prowks, and vien prowks, it prowks, the desire, but it takes away the performance. Therefore, much drink may be said to be an equiucator with lechery. It makes him, and it mars him, it sets him on, and it takes him off, it persuades him and disheartens him, makes him stand to and not stand to, in conclusion, equiucates him in a sleep, and geoing him the lie, lows him, McDee. I believe you drink gawthy the lie last night, port. That it did, sir, I very throat on me, but I requited him for his lie, and I think being too strong. For him, though he took VP my leg is sometime, yet I made a shift to cast him, enter Macbeth, McDee. Is thy master stirring? Our knocking hawse awhacked him. Here he comes, Lennox. Good morrow, noble sir, McBee. Good morrow, both, McDee. Is the king stirring, worthy thane, McBee? Not yet, McDee. He did command me to call timely on him. I ha almost slipped the hour, McBee. I'll bring you to him, McDee. I know this is a eyeful trouble to you, but yet tease one, McBee. The labor we delight in, physics pain, this is the door, McDee. I'll make so bold to call, for tease my limited, Sarois exit Macduff Lennox. Goes the king hence today, McBee? He does, he did appoint so, Lennox. The night has been Vienne ruly where we lay, our chimneys were blown down, and as they say, lamentings heard I'th air, strange shriems of death, and prophesying with accents terrible, of dire combustion and confused uance, new hatched toth waffle time, the obscure bird clamored the lee along night. Some say the earth was furious, and did shake, McBee. Twas a rough night, Lennox, my young remembrance cannot parallel, a fellow to it, enter Macduff, McDee. Oh, horror, 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 tongue nor heart cannot conceive you, nor name thee, McBee and Lennox. What's the matter, McDee? Confusion now hath made his masterpiece, most sacrilegious murder hath broke ope, the Lord's anointed temple, and stole thence, the life oath building, McBee. What is't you say, the life, Lennox? Mean you his majesty, McDee? Approc the chamber and destroy your sight, with a new gorgon. Do not bid me speak, see, and then speak your cellos, awake, awake, exeunt, Macbeth and Lennox. Ring the alarum bell, murder and treason, Banquo and Donalbain, Malcolm me awake, shake off this downy sleep, death's counterfeit, and look on death itself, VP, VP, and see, the great doom's image, Malcolm me Banquo, as from your gras rise VP and walk like sprites, to countenance this horror. Ring the bell, bell rings. Enter Lady Lady. What's the business, that such a hideous trumpet calls to parley, the sleepers of the house? Speak, speak, McDee, O gentle lady, 'tis not for you to hear what I can speak, the repetition in a woman's ear, would murther as it fell, enter Banquo, O Banquo, Banquo, our royal master's murthered lady. Woe, alas, what in our house ban? Too cruel, anywhere, dear Duff, I prithee contradict thyself, and say it is not so, enter Macbeth, Lennox, and Ross, McBee. Had I but died an hour before this chance, I had liewed a blessed time, for from this instant, There's nothing serious in mortality, all is but toys. Renown and grace is dead, the wine of life is drawn, and the mere lees is left this vault to brag of enter Malcolmy and Donalbane Donal. What is amiss, McBee? You are and do not note, the spring, the head, the fountain of your blood, is stopped, the very source of it is stopped, McD. Your royal father's murthered, Mal. Oh, by whom, Lennox? Those of his chamber, as it seemed, had don't, their hands and faces were all badged with blood, so were their daggers which Vienne whipped, we found, vpon their pillows, they starred and were distracted, no man's life was to be trusted with them, McB. Oh, yet I do repent me of my fury, that I did kill them, McD. Wherefore did you so, McB? Who can be wise, amazed, temperate, and furious, loyal and neutral in a moment? No man, th, expedition of my violent lough, outrun the pauser, reason. Here lay Duncan, his silver skin, lacked with his golden blood, and his gash stabs looked like a breach in nature, for ruin's wastful entrance. There the murderers, steeped in the colors of their trade, their daggers, Vienne mannerly breached with gore, who could refrain, that had a heart to lough, and in that heart, courage to make's lough known, lady. Help me hence, Hoa McD. Look to the lady, Mal. Why do we hold our tongues, that most may claim this argument for ours? Donal, what should be spoken here, where our fate hid in an augur hole, may rush and seize versus? Let's away, our tears are not yet brewed, Mal, nor our strong sorrow, vpon the foot of motion, bank. Look to the lady, and when we ha our naked frailties hid, that suffer in exposure, let vs meet, and question this most bloody piece of work, to know it further. Fears and scruples shake versus, in the great hand of God I stand, and thence, against the Vienne divulged pretense, I fight. Of treasonous malice, McD. And so do I all, so all McB. Let's briefly put on manly readiness, and meet ith hall together all, well contented exeunt Malk. What will you do? Let's not consort with them to show in Vienne felt sorrow is an office, which the false man does easy, I'll to England, Don. To Ireland, I our separated fortune shall keep versus both the safer where we are, there's daggers in men's smiles, the near in blood, the nearer bloody, Malk. This murtherous shaft that's shot hath not yet lighted, and our safest way is to awe at the I'm. Therefore to horse, and let V's not be dainty of low-taking, but shift away, there's warrant in that theft, which steals itself when there's no mercy left, exeunt, sine quarta enter Ross with an old man, threescore and ten I can remember well, within the volume of which time I ha seen, hours dreadful and things strange, but this sore night hath trifled former knowings, Ross. Ha, good father. Thou seest the Hohens as troubled with man's act, threatens his bloody stage, bythe clocked his day, and yet dark night strangles the trailing lamp is night's predominance or the day's shame, that darkness does the face of earth in Tom, when leewing light should kiss it, old man. Tease Vienne natural, you and like the deed that's done, on Tuesday last, a falcon touring in her pride of place, was by a mosing owl hawked at and killed, Ross, and Duncan's horses. A thing most strange and certain beauteous and swift, the minions of their race, turned wilder in nature, broke their stalls, flung out, contending gainst obedience as they would, make war with mankind, old man. Tease said they eat each other, Ross. They did so to th amazement of mine eyes that looked vpont, enter Macduff, here comes the good Macduff. How goes the world, sir, now, McD? Why see you not Ross? Is't known who did this more than bloody deed, McD? Those that Macbeth hath slain, Ross. Alas the day, what good could they pretend, McD? They were subburned, Malcolmy and Donalbane the king's two sons are stalny away and fled, which puts vpon them, suspicion of the deed, Ross. Gainst nature still, thriftless ambition that will raw in vp, thine own leus means, then tease most like, the sour rainty will fall vpon Macbeth, McD. He is already nammed and gone to scone to be inusted, Ross, where is Duncan's body, McD? Carried to Colmichael, the sacred storehouse of his predecessors. And guardian of their bones, Ross, will you to scone, McD? No cossin I'll to fife, Ross. Well, I will thither, McD. Well, may you see things well done there. Adieu, least our old robes sit easier than our new, Ross. Farewell, father, old M. God's benison go with you and with those that would make good of bad and friends of foes exeunt. Omnes actus tertius. Shana prima enter banquo bank. Thou hast it now, king, caudor, glamis all, as the wayard women promised, and I fear. Thou playedst most foully fort, yet it was said, it should not stand in thy posterity, but that myself should be the root and father of many kings. If there come truth from them, as vpon the Macbeth their speeches shine, why by the verities on the made good, may they not be my oracles as well, and set me vp in hope. But hush, no more, seen it sounded. Enter Macbeth as king, Lady Lennox, Ross, lords, and attendants, McB. Here's our chief guest. La, if he had been forgotten. It had Benny as a gap in our great feast, and all thing VM becoming, McBee. Tonight we hold a solemnity supper, sir, and I'll request your presence, Bank. Let your highness command V-pon me to the which my duties are with a most indissoluble tie for your knit, McBee. Ride you this afternoon, Ban, I my good lord, McBee. We should ha else desired your good adoes, which still hath been both graw and prosperous in this day's council, but we'll take tomorrow, ist far you ride, Ban. As far, my lord, as will fill VP the time. Twixt this and supper. Go not my horse the better, I must become a borrower of the night for a dark hour or twain, McBee. Fail not our feast, Ban, my lord, I will not, McBee. We hear our bloody cousins are bestowed in England and in Ireland, not confessing their cruel parricide, filling their hearers with strange inunction. But of that tomorrow, when therewithal we shall ha cause of state, crying V's iantly. Hie you to horse, adieu, till you return at night, goes fleence with you, Ban. I, my good lord, our time does call V-pons, McBee. I wish your horses swift and sure of foot, and so I do commend you to their backs, farewell, exit Banquo. Let Uri man be master of his time, till sewin at night to make society. The sweeter welcome we will keep ourself till supper time alone, while then God be with you exeunt. Lords, sirrah, a word with you, attend those men, our pleasure serowant. They are, my lord, without the palace, gate, McBee. Bring them before versus exit serowant, to be thus is nothing but to be safely thus, our fears in Banquo stick deep, and in his royalty of nature reigns that which would be feared. Tease much he dares, and to that dauntless temper of his mind, he hath a wisdom that doth guide his valor to act in safety. There is none but he, whose being I do fear, and viendur him, my genius is rebucked, as it is said, Mark Anthony's was by Caesar. He chid the sisters, when first they put the name of King V-pon me, and bade them speak to him. Then, prophet-like, they hailed him father to a line of kings. V-pon my head they placked a fruitless crown, and put a barren scepter in my gripe, thence to be ranked within V-enlinil hand, no son of mine succeeding, if't be so, for Banquo's issue ha I filled my mind. For them, the gracious Duncan ha I murthered, put rankers in the vessel of my peace, only for them and mine eternal ewell. Gewin to the common enemy of man, to make them kings, the seeds of Banquo kings. Rather than so, come fate into the list, and champion me to THVT Terence. Who's there enter Serowant and two murtherers, now go to the door and stay there till we call, exit Serowant. Was it not yesterday we spoke together, mirth? It was, so please your highness, McBee. Well then, now how you considered of my speeches, know that it was he in the times past, which held you so viendur fortune, which you thought had been our innocent self. This I made good to you in our last conference, passed in probation with you, how you were born in hand, how crossed the instruments, who wrought with them and all things else that might, to half a soul and to a notion crazed, say thus did Banquo, one mirth, you made it known to V.S., McBee. I did so and went further, which is now our point of second meeting. Do you find your patience so predominant in your nature that you can let this go? Are you so gospelled to pray for this good man and for his issue whose hoey hand hath bowed you to the gra and beggared yours for you are one mirth? We are men, my liege McBee. I in the catalogue ye go for men, as hounds and greyhounds, mongrels, spaniels, curs, shogues, waterugs, and demiwalus are clipped, all by the name of dogges, the valued file, distinguishes the swift, the slow, the subtle, the housekeeper, the hunter, ewery one, according to the gift which bounteous nature hath in him clausd, whereby he does receive you, particular addition from the bill, that writes them all alike, and so of men, now if you ha a station in the file, not I'th worst rank of manhood, sate, and I will put that business in your bosoms, whose execution takes your enemy off, grapples you to the heart, and lau of V's, who wear our health but sickly in his life, which in his death were perfect. 2. Mirth. I am one, my liege, whom the vile blows and buffets of the world hath so incensed that I am reckless what I do, to spite the world one mirth, and I another, so wary with disasters tugged with fortune, that I would set my life on any chance to mend it or be rid aunt McBee. Both of you know Banquo was your enemy, mirth. True, my lord McBee. So is he mine, and in such bloody distance, that ewery minute of his being thrusts against my nearest of life, and though I could, with bare fact power, sweep him from my sight, and bid my will ouch it, yet I must not. For certain friends that are both his and mine, whose lows I may not drop but wail his fall, who I myself struck down, and thence it is, that I to your assistance do make low, masking the business from the common eye, for sundry weighty reasons, too, mirth. We shall, my lord, perform what you command, V.S. One mirth, though our leus, McBee. Your spirits shine through you, within this hour at most, I will ado as you were to plant your cellos, acquaint you with the perfect spy oath time. The moment aunt, fort must be done tonight, and something from the palace always thought, that I require a clearness, and with him, to lo no rubs nor botches in the work, fleens his son that keeps him company, whose absence is no less material to me. Then as his father's must embrace the fate of that dark hour, resolute your cellos apart, I'll come to you anon, mirth. We are resolute, my lord McB. I'll call Vipon you straight. Abide within, it is concluded. Banquo, thy soul's flight. If it find Hohen, must find it out tonight. Exeunt, sina secunda, enter Macbeth's lady and a Serowant lady. Is Banquo gone from court, Serowant? I, madame, but returns agin tonight, lady. Say to the king I would attend his leisure for a few words, Serowant. Madame, I will enter, lady. Knots had all spent, where our desire is got without content. Tis safer to be that which we destroy, than by destruction dwell in doubtful eye. Enter Macbeth. How now, my lord, why do you keep alone? Of sorriest fancies your companions making, vising those thoughts which should indeed ha died. With them they think on, things without all remedy should be without regard. What's done is done, McB. We ha scorched the snake, not killed it, she'll close and be herself, whilest our poor malice remains in danger of her former tooth, but let the frame of things disaint, both the worlds suffer, ere we will eat our meal in fear and sleep, in the affliction of these terrible dreams. That shake versus nightly, better be with the dead, whom we to gain our peace ha sent to peace, than on the torture of the mind to lie, in restless ecstasy. Duncan is in his graw after life's fitful fewer, he sleeps well, treason has done his worst, nor steel nor poison, malice domestique, foreign louis nothing, can touch him further, lady. Come on, gentle my lord, sleek o'ree your rugged looks, be bright and eye-weal among your guests tonight. McB. So shall I allow, and so I pray be you, let your remembrance apply to Banquo, present him eminence both with eye and tongue, vien safe the while that we must law our honors in these flattering streams, and make our faces vizards to our hearts, disguising what they are, lady, you must lo this, McB. Oh, full of scorpions is my mind, dear wife, thou knowest he that Banquo and his fleens leus, lady. But in them, nature's copies not a turn, McB. There's comfort yet, they are assailable. Then be thou Iacund, ere the bat hath flown, his cloistered flight, ere to black Hecat's summons, the shard-born beetle with his drowsy hums, hath rung night's yawning peal, there shall be done a deed of dreadful note, lady. What's to be done, McB? Be innocent of the knowledge, dearest Chuck, till thou applaud the deed. Come, sealing night, scarf VP the tender eye of pitiful day, and with thy bloody and inusable hand, cancel and tear to pieces that great bond, which keeps me pale. Light thickens. And the crow makes wing toth rookie wood, good things of day begin to droop and drowse. Whiles night's black agents to their praise do rose, thou marvel'st at my words. But hold thee still, things bad begun make strong themselves by ill, so prithee go with me exeunt, sina tertia enter three murderers, one, but who did bid the iron with VS 3? Macbeth, 2. He needs not our mistrust since he delewers our offices and what we ha to do, to the direction east, 1. Then stand with Versus, the west yet glimmers with some streaks of day, now spurs the lated troiler apace, to gain the timely in knee and near approaches, the subject of our watch 3. Hark, I hear horses, Banquo within. Giu Versus alight there, Hoa 2. Then tease he the rest that are within the note of expectation, already are ith court 1. His horses go about 3, almost a mile, but he does visually, so all men do from hence Toth Palace gate, make it their walk. Enter Banquo and fleens with a torch 2, a light 3. Tease he 1, stand toot, ban, it will be rain tonight, 1, let it come down, ban. O treachery, fly good fleens, fly, 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 thou mazedy ruinge, O sloth 3, who did strike out the light 1, wast not the way 3. There's but one down, the sun is fled, 2, we ha lost, best half of our affair, 1. Well, let's away and say how much is done. Exeunt scina quarta, banquet prepared. Enter Macbeth, lady, Ross, Lennox, lords, and attendants, McB. You know your own degrees, sit down at first and last, the hearty welcome, lords. Thanks to your majesty, McB. Ourself will mingle with society, and play the humble host our hostess keeps her state, but in best time, we will require her welcome. La, pronounce it for me, sir, to all our friends. For my heart speaks, they are welcome. Enter first murderer, McB. See they encounter thee with their hearts' thanks. Both sides are ewen. Here I'll sitteth midst thee, be large in mirth, anon we'll drink a measure the table round. There's blood vipon thy face, myrrh. Tease Banquo's then, McB. Tease better thee without than he within is he dispatched, myrrh. My lord his throat is cut that I did for him, Mac. Thou art the best oath cut throats, yet he's good that did the like for fleens. If thou didst he it, thou art the non-peril, myrrh. Most royal, sir, fleens is scapped, McB. Then comes my fit agin. I had else been perfect, whole as the marble, founded as the rock, as broad and general as the casing air. But now I am cabined, cribbed, confined, bound in to saucy doubts and fears. But Banquo's safe, mer. I, my good lord, safe in a ditch he bides, with 20 trenched gashes on his head, the least a death to nature, McBee. Thanks for that, there the grown serpent lies, the worm that's fled, hath nature that in time will venom breed, no teeth for TH present. Get thee gone, tomorrow, we'll hear our salus again, exit murderer, lady. My royal lord, you do not gee you the cheer, the feast is sold, that is not often vouched while 'tis a making. Tease Giyuan with welcome, to feed were best at home, from thence the sauce to meat is ceremony, meeting were bare without it. Enter the ghost of Banquo and sits in Macbeth's place. McBee. Sweet remembrancer, now good digestion wait on appetite and health on both. Lennox. Mate please your highness sit. McBee. Here had we now our country's honor, roofed, were the gracked person of our Banquo present, who may I rather challenge for Vien kindness than pity for mischance, Ross. His absence, sir, lays blame vpon his promise. Pleased your highness to grace V's with your royal company, McBee. The table's full, Lennox. Here is a place reserved, sir, McBee. Where, Lennox? Here, my good lord. What is that moves your highness, McBee? Which of you ha done this, lords? What, my good lord, McBee? Thou canst not say I did it. Newer shake, thy gory locks at me, Ross. Gentlemen, rise, his highness is not well, lady. Sit, worthy friends, my lord is often thus, and hath been from his youth. Pray you keep seat. The fit is momentary, vpon a thought, he will again be well. If much you note him, you shall offend him and extend his passion, feed and regard him not. Are you a man, McBee? I and a bold one that dare look on that, which might appall the deal. La, oh proper stuff, this is the very painting of your fear, this is the air-drawn dagger which you said led you to Duncan. Oh, these flaws and starts. Impostors to true fear would well become a woman's story at a winter's fire, authorized by her grandam, shame itself. Why do you make such faces? When all's done, you look but on a stool, McBee. Prithee, see there, behold, look low, how say you? Why, what care I if thou canst nod, speak too, if charnel houses and our gras must send? Those that we bury, backy, our monuments shall be the maws of kites. La, what? Quite Vien manned in folly, McBee. If I stand here, I saw him. La, fie for shame, McBee. Blood hath Benny shed ere now, I'th olden time. Ere humane statute purged the gentle wheel, I, and since two murthers ha Benny performed, too terrible for the ear. The times has Benny, that when the brains were out, the man would die, and there an end, but now they rise again, with 20 mortal murthers on their crowns. And push V's from our stools. This is more strange than such a murther is. La, my worthy lord, your noble friends do lackey you, McBee. I do forget, do not muse at me, my most worthy friends. I ha a strange infirmity, which is nothing to those that know me. Come, low and health to all, then I'll sit down. Gee me some wine, fill full, enter ghost. I drink to general I with whole table, and to our dear friend Banquo, whom we miss, would he were here, to all, and him we thirst, and all to all. Ords, our duties, and the pledge, Mac. Aunt, and quit my sight, let the earth hide thee, thy bones are marrowless, thy blood is cold, thou hast no speculation in those eyes, which thou dost glare with, la, think of this good peers, but as a thing of custom, tease no other, only it spoils the pleasure of the time, McBee. What man dare I dare, approach thou like the rugged Russian bear, the armed rhinoceros, or Hyrcan tiger. Take any shape but that, and my firm narrows shall newer tremble, or be allu agin. And dare me to the desart with thy sword. If trembling I inhabit then, protest me, the baby of a girl. Hence horrible shadow, Vien real mockery hence. Why so, being gone, I am a man agin, pray you sit still. La, you ha displack the mirth, broke the good meeting with most admired disorder, McBee. Can such things be, and hour come V's like a summer's cloud, without our special wonder? You make me strange, you into the disposition that I owe, when now I think you can behold such sights. And keep the natural ruby of your cheeks, when mine is blanched with fear, Ross. What sights, my lord, la? I pray you speak not, he grows worse and worse, question enrages him. At once, good night, stand not vpon the order of your going, but go at once, len. Good night and better health attend his majesty, la. A kind good night to all exit lords, McBee. It will ha blood, they say, blood will ha blood, stones ha been known to moo, and trees to speak, augurs, and vn dursted relations ha. By maggot pies and chuffs and rooks brought forth, the secretsty man of blood, what is the night, la? Almost at odds with morning, which is which, McBee. How sayst he thou that Macduff denies his person at our great bidding? La, did you send to him, sir, McBee? I hear it by the way, but I will send, there's not a one of them, but in his house. I keep a serowant feed, I will tomorrow. And betimes I will to the Wayard sisters, more shall they speak, for now I am bent to know. By the worst means the worst for mine own good, all causes shall gee you way. I am in blood, stepped in so far that should I wade no more. Returning were as tedious as go or strange things I haw in head that will to hand, which must be acted ere they may be scanned. La, you lackey the season of all natures, sleep, McBee. Come, wheel to sleep, my strange and self-abuse, is the initiate fear that wants hard VSC, we are yet but young indeed, exeunt, sina quinta thunder. Enter the three witches, meeting Hecate. 1. Why how now, Hecate, you look angrily, heck. How I not reason, beldams, as you are saucy and our bold, how did you dare to trade and traffic with Macbeth, in riddles and affairs of death, and I the mistress of your charms, the close contrary you are of all harms, was newer called to bear my part, or show the glory of our art, and which is worse, all you ha done, hath benny but for a wayward son. Spiteful and wrathful, who, as others do, lows for his own ends, not for you, but make amends now, get you gone, and at the pit of Acheron meet me ith morning. Thither he will come to know his destiny, your vessels and your spells pruide, your charms and ewery thing beside, I am for th air. This night I'll spend. Vnto a dismal and a fatal end. Great business must be wrought ere no one, vpon the corner of the moon. There hangs a vaporous drop, profound. I'll catch it ere it come to ground, and that distilled by magic sleights, shall raise such artificial sprites, as by the strength of their illusion, shall draw him onto his confusion. He shall spurn fate, scorn death, and bear. His hopes bow wisdom, grace, and fear, and you all know security is mortal's chiefest enemy, music and a song, hark, I am called, my little spirit see, sits in foggy cloud and stays for me, sing within. Come away, and see. One come, let's make haste, she'll soon be, backy again, exeunt. Skeena sexta enter Lennox, and another Lord Lennox. My former speeches, ha but hit your thoughts, which can interpret farther, onely I say, things ha been strangely born. The gracious Duncan was pitted of Macbeth, Mary he was dead, and the right valiant Banquo walked too late, whom you may say, if't please you Fleen's killed, for Fleen's fled, men must not walk too late, who cannot want the thought how monstrous it was for Malcolmy and for Donalbane to kill their gracious father, damned fact, how it did gree you Macbeth, did he not straight? In pious rage the two delinquents tear, that were the slaws of drink and thralls of sleep, was not that nobly done? I and wisely too, for t'would ha angered any heart ally you to hear the men den it. So that I say, he has borne all things well, and I do think, that had he Duncan's sans viander his key. As aunt please Hohen he shall not, they should find, what twere to kill a father, so should Fleen's, but peace, for from broad words and cause he failed, his presence at the tyrant's feast, I hear. Macduff Leeu's in disgrace. Sir, can you tell, where he bestows himself, Lord, the sans of Duncan, from whom this tyrant holds the due of birth Leeu's in the English court, and is resiued, of the most pious Edward with such grace, that the malevolence of fortune nothing takes from his high respect. Thither Macduff is gone to pray the holy king, vpon his eyed, to wake Northumberland and warlike Sayward, that by the help of these, with him a bow, to ratify the work we may agin. Giu to our tables meet, sleep to our nights, free from our feasts and banquets bloody Niu's do faithful homage and receive you free honors, all which we pine for now. And this report, hath so exasperate their king that he prepares for some attempt of war len. Sent he to Macduff Lord. He did, and with an absolute sir, not I, the cloudy messenger turns me his backy, and hums, as who should say, you'll rue the time, that clogges me with this answer, Lennox. And that well might. Adduis him to a caution, t hold what distance, his wisdom can proide. Some holy angel fly to the court of England and Vienne fold. His message ere he come, that a swift blessing may soon return to this our suffering country, viander a hand accursed Lord, I'll send my prayers with him, exeunt actus quartus. Shana prima thunder. Enter the three witches. One thrice the brinded cat hath mewed, two thrice, and once the hedgepig wind, three harpier cries, tease time, tease time. One round about the cauldron go, in the poissoned entrails throw. Toad, that viander cold stone, days and nights has 31 swelted venom sleeping got. Boil thou first ith charmed pot all. Double, double, twall and treble, fire burn and cauldron bubble. Two fillet of a fenny snake. In the cauldron boil and bake, eye of newt and toe of frog. Wool of bat and tongue of dog, adder's fork and blindworm sting. Lizard's leg and howlet's wing for a charm of powerful trouble. Like a hell broth, boil and bubble, all. Double, double, toil and trouble, fire burn and cauldron bubble. Three scale of dragon, tooth of wolf, witches mummy, maw and gulf, of the rawined salt sea shark, root of hemlock, digged ith dark leeward of blaspheming you, gall of goat and slips of you, sleeward in the moon's eclipse, nose of Turk and Tartar's lips, finger of birth-strangled babe. Ditched to leeward by a drab, make the gruel thick and slab, add thereto a tiger's chaudron. For th ingredients of our cauldron all, double, double, toil and trouble, fire burn and cauldron bubble, two cool it with a baboon's blood, Then the charm is firm and good. Enter Hecat and the other three witches. Hec. Oh, well done, I commend your pains, and Uri one shall share ith gains, and now about the cauldron sing. Like alus and fairies in a ring, enchanting all that you put in music and a song. Blacky spirits and see, too by the pricking of my thumbs. Something wicked this way comes, open locks, who you or knocks, enter Macbeth, Macbee. How now you secret, black and midnight hags, whatest you do all? A deed without a name. Macbee. I kneer you by that which you profess. How e'er you come to know it, answer me, though you vientie the winds and let them fight, against the churches, though the yesty was, confound and swallow noigation vp, though bladed corn be lodged and trees blown down. Though castles topple on their warders' heads, though palaces and pyramids do slope, their heads to their foundations, though the treasure of nature's germain tumble altogether, you until destruction sicken, answer me to what I ask you, one speak, two demand, three wheel answer, one say, if th hadst rather hear it from our mouths or from our masters, Macbee. Call 'em, let me see 'em, one power in sow's blood that hath eaten, her nine pharaoh, grease that sweat, from the murderer's gibbet, throw, into the flame, all. Come high or low, thyself in office deftly show, thunder. One apparition in armed head, Macbee, tell me thou vien known power, when he knows thy thought, hear his speech, but say thou not, one appar. Macbeth, 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 beware Macduff, beware the thane of Fife, dismiss me. Enough he descends, Macbee. Whate'er thou art for thy good caution thanks, thou hast harped my fear aright. But one word more, when he will not be commanded, here's another, more potent than the first, thunder. Two apparition, a bloody child, two appar. Macbeth, 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 Macbee, had I three ears, ill'd hear thee, appar, be bloody, bold, and resolute, laugh to scorn the power of man, for none of woman born shall harm Macbeth, descends, Mac. Then Leo Macduff, what need I fear of thee? But yet I'll make assurance, double sure, and take a bond of fate, thou shalt not Leo, that I may tell pale-hearted fear, it lies and sleep in spite of thunder. Thunder three apparition, a child crowned with a tree in his hand. What is this that rises like the issue of a king, and wears vipon his baby brow the round and top of sour rainty all? Listen, but speak not toot, three appar. Be lion mettled, proud, and take no care, who chafes, who frets, or where conspirers are, Macbeth shall newer vanquished be, vientil. Great Bionom Wood to high Dunsmane Hill shall come against him, descend, Macbee. That will newer be, who can impress the forest, bid the tree. Vien fix his earthbound root, sweet bodements good, rebellious dead, rise newer till the wood of Bionon rise and our high-placked Macbeth, shall Leo the lease of nature pay his breath to time and mortal custom. Yet my heart throbs to know one thing, tell me if your art can tell so much, shall Banquo's issue ewer reign in this kingdom all. Seek to know no more, Macbee, I will be satisfied. Deny me this, and an eternal curse fall on you, let me know, why sinks that cauldron, and what noise is this? Haboys, one show, two show, three show, all, show his eyes and grieve his heart, come like shadows, so depart, a show of eight kings and Banquo last with a glass in his hand, Macbee. Thou art too like the spirit of Banquo, down thy crown dues sear mine eye bowels, and thy hair, thou other gold-bound brow, is like the first, a third is like the former. Filthy haggis, why do you show me this? A fourth, start eyes, what will the line stretch out toth, cracky of doom, another yet, a seventh, I'll see no more. And yet the eighth appears, who bears a glass, which shows me many more, and some I see, that twofold balls and treble scepters carry, horrible sight, now I see tease true, for the blood-boltered Banquo smiles vipon me, and points at them for his. What, is this so, one I sir, all this is so? But why, stands Macbeth thus amazedly, come sisters, cheer we VP his sprites, and show the best of our delights, I'll charm the air to gee you a sound. While you perform your antique round, that this great king may kindly say, our duties did his welcome pay, music. The witches dance and vanish, Macbee. Where are they? Gone let this pernicious hour, stand I accursed in the calendar, come in without there, enter Lennox Lennox. What's your grace's will, Macbee? Saw you the wayard sisters Lennox? No, my lord, Macbee. Came they not by you, Lennox? No, indeed, my lord, Macbee. Infected be the air whereon they ride, and damned all those that trust them. I did hear. The galloping of horse, who wast came by, Len. Tease two or three, my lord, that bring you word, Macduff is fled to England, Macbee, fled to England, Len, I my good lord, Macbee. Time thou anticipats my dread exploits, the flighty purpose newer is a retook, v unless the deed go with it. From this moment, the very firstlings of my heart shall be the firstlings of my hand. And you and now, to crown my thoughts with axe, be it thought and done, the castle of Macduff I will surprise. Seize Vipon Fife, Giu to edge oath sword, his wife, his babes, and all vien fortunate souls that trace him in his line. No boasting like a fool, this deed I'll do before this purpose cool, but no more sights. Where are these gentlemen? Come bring me where they are exeunt. Sina Secunda enter Macduff's wife, her son, and Ross. Wife. What had he done to make him fly the land, Ross? You must ha patience, madam. Wife. He had none, his flight was madness, when our actions do not. Our fears do make versus traitors, Ross. You know not whether it was his wisdom or his fear, wife. Wisdom, to low his wife, to low his babes, his mansion and his titles in a place from whence himself dues fly, he lows versus not, he wants the natural touch. For the poor wren, the most diminutive of birds, will fight, her young ones in her nest, against the owl, all is the fear, and nothing is the low as little is the wisdom where the flight, so runs against all reason, Ross, my dearest coos. I pray you school yourself. But for your husband, he is noble, wise, erudicious, and best knows. The fits of season, I dare not speak much further, but cruel are the times when we are traitors, and do not know ourselves when we hold rumor from what we fear, yet know not what we fear, but float vipon a wilda and violent sea, each way, and moo. I take my low of you, shall not be long, but I'll be here again. Things at the worst will cease, or else climb VP ward, to what they were before. My pretty cosine, blessing vipon you, wife. Fathered he is, and yet he's fatherless. Ross, I am so much a fool, should I stay longer, it would be my disgrace and your discomfort. I take my low at once. Exit Ross, wife. Sir, your father's dead, and what will you do now? How will you leave you, son? As birds do mother, wife. What with worms and flies, son? With what I get I mean, and so do they, wife. Poor bird, thou'dst newer fear the net, nor lime, the pitfall, nor the gin, son. Why should I mother? Poor birds they're not set for, my father is not dead for all you're saying, wife. Yes, he is dead. How wilt thou do for a father, son? Nay, how will you do for a husband, wife? Why, I can buy me 20 at any market, son. Then you'll buy him to sell again, wife. Thou speak'st thee with all thy wit, and yet I faith with wit enough for thee, son. Was my father a traitor, mother, wife? Aye, that he was, son. What is a traitor, wife? Why, one that swears and lies, son? And be all traitors that do so, wife. Yuri, one that do so, is a traitor, and must be hanged, son. And must they all be hanged that swear and lie, wife? Yuri, one son, who must hang them, wife? Why, the honest men's son? Then the liars and swearers are fools, for there are liars and swearers eno to beat the honest men and hang VP them, wife. Now God help thee, poor monkey, but how wilt thou do for a father's son? If he were dead, yowled weep for him. If you would not, it were a good scene that I should quickly haw a new father, wife. Poor prattler, how thou talk'st thee, enter a messenger. Mess. Bless you, fair dame, I am not to you known, though in your state of honor I am perfect. I doubt some danger does approach you nearly. If you will take a homely man's adieus, be not found here, hence with your little ones, to fright you thus. Methinks I am too savage to do worse to you were fell cruelty, which is too nigh your person. Ho and preserve you, I dare abide no longer. Exit messenger, wife. Whether should I fly, I ha done no harm. But I remember now, I am in this earthly world, where to do harm is often laudable to do good sometime, accounted dangerous folly. Why then, alas, do I put VP that womanly defense, to say I ha done no harm? What are these faces? Enter murderers, myrrh. Where's your husband, wife? I hope in no place so vien sanctified, where such as thou mayst he find him, myrrh. He's a traitor, son. Thou liest, thou shag-eared villain, myrrh. What you egg, young fry of treachery, son? He has killed me, mother. Run away, I pray you. Exit crying murther, skeena tertia. Enter Malcolmy and Macduff, Mal. Let V seek out some desolate shade, and there weep our sad bosoms empty, McD. Let V's rather hold fast the mortal sword, and like good men, bestride our downfall birthdome, each new morn, new widow's howl, new orphan's cry, new sorrows, strike Hohen on the face, that it resounds, as if it felt with Scotland, and yelled out, like syllable of dollar, Mal. What I believe you, I'll wail, what no, believe you, and what I can redress, as I shall find the time to friend, I will, what you ha spoke, it may be so perchance. This tyrant, whose sole name blisters our tongues, was once thought honest, you ha lewd him well, he hath not touched you yet. I am young, but something you may discern of him through me and Wisdom, to offer VP a weak, poor innocent lamb, tea appease an angry god, McD. I am not treacherous, Malk, but Macbeth is. A good and virtuous nature may require. In an imperial charge. But I shall cry your pardon, that which you are, my thoughts cannot transpose. Angels are bright still, though the brightest fell. Though all things foul would wear the brows of grace, yet grace must still look so, McD. I ha lost my hopes, Malk, perchance you in there, where I did find my doubts. Why in that rawness left you wife and child, those precious motives, those strong knots of low, without low taking? I pray you, let not my illices be your dishonors. But mine own safeties, you may be rightly asked. What year I shall think, McD, bleed, bleed, poor country, great tyranny lay thou thy basis sure, for goodness dare not check thee. Where Why Thy Wrongs, the title is, Far Thee Well, Lord, I would not be the villain that thou thinkst-y, for the whole space that's in the tyrant's grasp, and the rich east to boot, Mal. Be not offended. I speak not as an absolute fear of you. I think our country sinks beneath the yoke. It weeps, it bleeds, and each new day a gash is added to her wounds. I think withal, there would be hands v-plifted in my right, and here from gracious England haw I offer of goodly thousands. But for all this, when I shall tread v-pon the tyrant's head, or wear it on my sword, yet my poor country shall haw more vices than it had before, more suffer, and more sundry ways than you're, by him that shall succeed, McD. What should he be? Mal, it is myself I mean, in whom I know all the particulars of vice so grafted, that when they shall be opened, Blackie Macbeth will seem as pure as snow and the poor state. Esteem him as a lamb being compared with my confineless harms, McD. Not in the legions of horrid hell can come a deal more damned in ewels to top Macbeth, Mal. I grant him bloody, luxurious, oricious, false, deceitful, sodding, malicious, smacking of ewery sin. That has a name. But there's no bottom, none. In my voluptuousness, your weeus, your daughters, your matrons, and your maids could not fill VP, the cestern of my lust and my desire, all continent impediments would o'erbear, that did oppose my will. Better Macbeth, than such an one to reign, McD, boundless intemperance. In nature is a tyranny, it hath been THVN timely emptying of the happy throne and fall of many kings. But fear not yet, to take v-pon you what is yours, you may, canoe your pleasures in a spacious plenty. Yet seem cold. The time you may so hoodwink, we haw willing dames enough, there cannot be that vulture in you to dewer so many as will to greatness dedicate themselves, finding it so inclined, Mal. With this there grows, in my most ill-compost affection such, a stanchless iris that were I king, I should cut off the nobles for their lands, desire his ewels and this other's house, and my more hawing would be as a sauce, to make me hunger more that I should forge, quarrels veniest against the good and loyal. Destroying them for wealth, McD. This iris sticks deeper, grows with more pernicious root than summer seeming lust, and it hath been the sword of our slain kings, yet do not fear, Scotland hath foisons to fill VP your will of your mere own. All these are portable with other graces weighed, Mal, but I haw none. The king becoming graces as Aeastus, verity, temperance, stableness, bounty, pursuance, mercy, lowliness, duotion, patience, courage, fortitude, I haw no relish of them, but abound. In the deuision of each sewerall crime, acting it many ways. Nay, had I power, I should pour the sweet milk of Concord into hell, v-pour the venius all peace, confound all venity on earth, McD. O Scotland, Scotland, Mal, if such a one be fit to gowern, speak, I am as I haw spoken. Mac, fit to gowern, no not to lee you. O natio n miserable, with an vn titled tyrant, bloody skepted, when shalt thou see thy wholesome days agin, since that the truest issue of thy throne? By his own interdiction stands accust, and dues blaspheme his breed? Thy royal father was a most sainted king, the queen that bore thee, oftener v-pon her knees than on her feet, died yuri day she lewed. Fare thee well, these ewels thou repeat'st thee v-pon thyself, hath banished me from Scotland. O my breast, I hope ends here, Mal. Macduff, this noble passion, child of integrity, hath from my soul whipped the blacky scruples, reconciled my thoughts to thy good truth and honor. Dealish Macbeth. By many of these trains hath sought to win me into his power, and modest Wystone plucks me from our credulous hast, but God abow deal between thee and me for you and now. I put myself to thy direction and VN speak mine own detraction. Here abjure the taints and blames I laid v-pon myself for strangers to my nature. I am yet VN known to woman newer was forsworn, scarcely hawk-howited what was mine own, at no time broke my faith, would not betray the jewel to his fellow and delight. No less in truth than life. My first false speaking was this v-pon myself. What I am truly is thine and my poor country's to command, whither indeed before they here approach. Old Sayward with 10,000 warlike men already at a point was setting forth, now wheel together and the chance of goodness be like our warranted quarrel. Why are you silent, McD? Such welcome and VN welcome things at once. Tease hard to reconcile, enter a doctor, Mal. Well, more anon. Comes the king forth, I pray you, doct. I, sir, there are a crew of wretched souls that stay his cure, their malady canuances, the great assay of art. But at his touch, such sanctity hath Hohen Geo in his hand, they presently amend, enter Mal. I thank you, doctor, McD. What's the disease he means, Mal? Tease called the Ewill, a most miraculous work in this good king, which often since my here remain in England. I haw seen him do, how he solicits Hohen himself best knows, but strangely visited people. All Swalney and Vielsaris, pitiful to the eye, the mere despair of surgery he cures, hanging a golden stamp about their necks. put on with holy prayers and teas spoken, to the succeeding royalty he lows the healing benediction. With this strange virtue, he hath a hoenly gift of prophecy, and sundry blessings hang about his throne, that speak him full of grace, enter Ross MacD. See who comes here, Malk, my countryman, but yet I know him not, MacD. My ewer gentle cousin, welcome hither, Malk. I know him now. Good God betimes Ramau, the means that makes versus strangers, Ross. Sir, amen, MacD, stands Scotland where it did, Ross. Alas, poor country, almost afraid to know itself. It cannot be called our mother, but our gras were nothing. But who knows nothing is once seen to smile, where sighs and groans and shrieks that rent the air are made not marked, where violent sorrow seems, a modern ecstasy, the deadman's knell, is there scarce asked for who, and good men's leaves. Expire before the flowers in their caps, dying or ere they sicken, MacD. O relation, too nice and yet too true, Malk, what's the newest grief, Ross? That of an hour's age doth hiss the speaker, each minute teems a new one, MacD. How does my wife, Ross? Why well, MacD, and all my children, Ross? Well too, MacD. The tyrant has not battered at their peace, Ross. No, they were well at peace when I did low 'em, MacD. Be not a niggard of your speech, how gost, Ross, when I came hither to transport the tidings. Which I ha hoily borne, there ran a rumor of many worthy fellows that were out, which was to my belief witness the rather. For that I saw the tyrant's power afoot. Now is the time of help. Your eye in Scotland would create soldiers, make our women fight to doff their dire distresses, Malk. Beat their comfort, we are coming thither. Gracious England hath lent versus good sayward and 10,000 men, an older and a better soldier none, that Christendom gews out, Ross, would I could answer. This comfort with the like. But I haw words, that would be howled out in the desert air, where hearing should not latch them, MacD. What concern they, the general cause, or is it a fee grief due to some single breast, Ross? No mind that's honest, but in it share some woe, though the main part pertains to you alone, MacD. If it be mine, keep it not from me, quickly let me haw it, Ross. Let not your ears despise my tongue for ewer, which shall possess them with the hoiest sound, that ewer yet they heard, MacD. Hum, I guess at it, Ross. Your castle is surprised, your wife and babes, soigely slaughtered, to relate the manner were on the quarry of these murthered deer to add the death of you, Malk. Merciful Hohen, what man near pull your hat vpon your brows, gee you sorrow words, the grief that does not speak, whispers the refraught heart and bids it break, MacD. My children too, Roe. Wife, children, serowance, all that could be found, MacD. And I must be from thence, my wife killed too, Ross, I ha said, Malk. Be comforted, let's make versus medicines of our great ruinge to cure this deadly grief, MacD. He has no children. All my pretty ones, did you say all? Oh, hellkite, all, what, all my pretty chickens and their dam at one fell swoop, Malk. Dispute it like a man. Macked, I shall do so, but I must also feel it as a man. I cannot but remember such things were that were most precious to me. Did Hohen look on and would not take their part? Sinful Macduff, they were all struck for thee, not that I am. Not for their own demerits, but for mine, fell slaughter on their souls, Hohen rest them now, Mal. Be this the whetstone of your sword, let grief, convert to anger, blunt not the heart, enrage it, MacD. Oh, I could play the woman with mine eyes, and braggart with my tongue. But gentle Hohens, cut short all intermission, front to front, bring thou this fiend of Scotland and myself. Within my sword's length set him, if he scape. Hohen forge you him too, Mal. This time goes manly, come go we to the king, our power is ready, our lackey is nothing but our low. Macbeth is ripe for shaking, and the powers a bow. Put on their instruments, receive you what cheer you may, the night is long, that newer finds the day, exeunt, actus quintus, Shana prima. Enter a doctor of physic and a waiting gentlewoman docked. I ha two nights watched with you, but can perceive you no truth in your report. When was it she last walked, gent? Since his majesty went into the field, I ha seen her rise from her bed, throw her nightgown v peepon, her v unlock her closet, take forth paper, fold it, write v pont, read it, afterwards seal it, and agin return to bed, yet all this while in a most fast sleep docked. A great perturbation in nature to resigh you at. Once the benefit of sleep and do the effects of watching. In this slumbery agitation, besides her walking and other actual performances, what at any time ha you heard her say, gent? That, sir, which I will not report after her docked. You may to me and tease most meet you should, gent. Neither to you nor anyone hoing no witness. To confirm my speech, enter lady with a taper. Lo you, here she comes. This is her very guise and vpon, my life fast asleep. Observe her, stand close, docked. How came she by that light, gent? Why, it stood by her. She haws light by her continually. Tis her command, docked. You see her eyes are open, gent. Aye, but their sense are shut, docked. What is it she does now? Look how she rubs her hands, gent. It is an accustomed action with her to seem, thus washing her hands, I ha known her continue in this a quarter of an hour, lad, Yet here's a spot, docked. Hark, she speaks, I will set down what comes from her to satisfy my remembrance the more strongly. Out damn spot, out I say. 1, 2, why then tis time to doot, hell is murky. Fie, my lord, fie, a soldier, and what need we fear, who knows it, when none can call our power to accompt? Yet who would ha thought the oldie man to ha had so much blood in him docked, do you mark that, lad? The thane of Fife had a wife, where is she now, what will these hands near be clean? No more o' that, my lord, no more o' that, you mar all with this starting, docked. Go to, you ha known what you should not. Gent, she has spoke what she should not, I am sure of that, Hohen knows what she has known. La, here's the smell of the blood still, all the perfumes of Arabia will not sweeten this little hand. Oh, docked, what a sigh is there. The heart is sorely charged, gent. I would not ha such a heart in my bosom, for the dignity of the whole body docked. Well, gent, pray God it be, sir, docked. This disease is beyond my practice, yet I ha known those which ha walked in their sleep, who ha died holily in their beds, lad. Wash your hands, put on your nightgown. Look not so pale. I tell you yet Agin Banquo's buried, he cannot come out on's graw docked. You and so, lady. To bed, there's knocking at the gate. Come, gee me your hand. What's done cannot be viendone. To bed, exit lady docked. Will she go now to bed? Gent, directly docked. Foul whisperings are abroad, vien natural deeds. Do breed vien natural troubles, infected minds. To their deaf pillows will discharge their secrets. More needs she the DUIN than the physician, God forge you vs all. Look after her, remove from her the means of all annoyance, and still keep eyes vpon her. So good night, my mind she has mated and amazed my sight, I think but dare not speak, gent. Good night, good doctor, exeunt, sina secunda, drum and colors. Enter Menteith, Cathens, Angus, Lennox, soldiers meant. The English power is near, led on by Malcolm. His Vianclee Sayward and the good Macduff, ruinges burn in them, for their dear causes, wood to the bleeding and the grim alarm, excite the mortified man ang, near Bayan in wood, shall we well meet them that way are they coming Cath, who knows if Donalbane be with his brother Len. For certain, sir, he is not, I ha a file, of all the gentry, there is Sayward's son, and many VN rough youths that you and now, protest their first of manhood meant. What is the tyrant, Cath? Great Dunsinane he strongly fortifies, some say he's mad. Others, that lesser hate him, do call it valiant fury, but for certain, he cannot buckle his distempered cause within the belt of rule ang. Now does he feel, his secret murthers sticking on his hands, now minutely rules VP braid his faith breach, those he commands, mu onely in command, nothing in Lao, now does he feel his title, hang loose about him, like a giant's robe, vpon a dwarfish thief meant. Who then shall blame? His pestered senses to recoil and start, when all that is within him does condemn itself for being there, Cath. Well, march we on, to GU obedience where tease truly owed, meet we the medicine of the sickly wheel, and with him pour we in our country's purge, each drop of V.S. Lennox, or so much as it needs, to do the sour rainy flower and drown the weeds, make we our march towards Burnin exeunt. Marching, Skeena Tertia, enter Macbeth, doctor, and attendants, Macbee. Bring me no more reports, let them fly all, till Bayanane would remow to Dunsinane, I cannot taint with fear. What's the boy Malcolmy, was he not born of woman? The spirits that know all mortal consequences ha pronounced me thus, fear not Macbeth, no man that's born of woman shall e'er ha power vpon thee. Then fly false thanes, and mingle with the English epicures, the mind I sway by and the heart I bear, shall newer sag with doubt nor shake with fear, enter Sarawant. The deal damn thee blackie, thou cream-fact loon, where gotst thee thou that goose look, sir? There is 10,000 Macbee, geese villain, sir, soldier, sir, Macbee, go prick thy face and hour red thy fear, thou lily leeward boy. What soldiers patch death of thy soul, those linen cheeks of thine are counselors to fear. What soldiers wayface, sir? The English force, so please you, Macbee, take thy face hence. Satan, I am sick at heart, when I behold, Satan, I say, this push, will cheer me ewer or deceit me now. I ha lewd long enough, my way of life, is foul thee into the sear the yellow leaf, and that which should accompany old age, as honor, lao, obedience, troops of friends, I must not look to ha, but in their steed, curses, not load, but deep mouth honor, breath. Which the poor heart would fain deny and dare not. Satan, enter Satan, say. What's your gracious pleasure, Macbee? What news more say? All is confirmed, my lord, which was reported, Macbee. I'll fight till from my bones my flesh be hacked. Gee you me my armor, Sate. Tease not needed yet, Macbee. I'll put it on, send out moe horses, scurra the country round, hang those that talk of fear. Gee you me mine armor, how does your patient, doctor, docked? Not so sick, my lord, as she is troubled with thick calming fancies that keep her from her rest, Macbee. Cure of that, canst thou not minister to a mind diseased, pluck from the memory a rooted sorrow? raise out the written troubles of the brain, and with some sweet ublyuyus antidote, cleanse the stuffed bosom of that perilous stuff, which ways vipon the heart docked. Therein the patient must minister to himself, McBee. Throw physic to the dogs, I'll none of it. Come, put mine armor on, Giumi my staff, Satan send out, doctor, the thanes fly from me, come, sir, dispatch. If thou couldst ye doctor cast, the water of my land, find her disease, and purge it to a sound and pristine health. I would applaud thee to the very echo, that should applaud Agin. Pult off, I say, what rhubarb, syme, or what purgatory you drug, would scour these English hence, hear'st ye why of them docked, I my good lord, your royal preparation, makes verses hear something McBee. Bring it after me, I will not be afraid of death and bane, till burning forest come to Dunsinane docked. Were I from Dunsinane away and clear, Prophet Agin should hardly draw me here exeunt, sine quarta, drum and colors. Enter Malcolmy, Sayward Macduff, Sayward Son, Menteith, Cathans, Angus, and soldiers marching, Malk. Cossins, I hope the days are near at hand, that chambers will be safe meant, we doubt it nothing, say, what wood is this before Versus meant, the wood of burning Malk? Let Yuri soldier hew him down a bough, and bear it before him, thereby shall we shadow the numbers of our host and make discovery, ere in report of V.S. sold. It shall be done, see, we learn no other but the confident tyrant. Keep still in Dunsinane, and will endure our setting down before it, Malk. Tease his main hope, for where there is a duantage to be Giuan, both more and less ha Giuan him the ruled, and none sarrow with him but constrained things, whose hearts are absent too, McDee. Let our eas censures attend the true uant, and put we on industrious soldiership, say. The time approaches, that will with due decision make versus know. What we shall say we ha and what we owe, thoughts speculate you, their viensure hopes relate. But certain issue strokes must arbitrate, towards which aduance the war exeunt. Marching, sine quinta enter Macbeth, Satan and soldiers with drum and colors, McBee. Hang out our banners on the outward walls, the cry is still, they come, our castle's strength. We'll laugh a siege to scorn. Here let them lie, till famine and the ague eat them VP, were they not forked with those that should be ours. We might hum at them dareful, beard to beard, and beat them backward home. What is that noise, a cry within of women, say? It is the cry of women, my good lord McBee. I ha almost forgot the taste of fears, the time has been my senses would ha cooled, to hear a night shriek and my fell of hair, would it a dismal treatise rose and stirra as life were int. I ha supped full with horrors, direness familiar to my slaughterous thoughts, cannot once start me. Wherefore was that cry, say? The queen, my lord, is dead. McBee, she should ha died hereafter, there would ha been a time for such a word, tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow, creeps in this petty pace from day to day, to the last syllable of recorded time, and all our yesterdays ha lighted fools the way to dusty death. Out, out, brief candle, life's but a walking shadow, a poor player, that struts and frets his hour vipon the stage, and then is heard no more. It is a tale, told by an idiot full of sound and fury, signifying nothing, enter a messenger. Thou comest to VSE thy tongue, thy story quickly, mess, gracious my lord, I should report that which I say I saw, but know not how to do't, McBee. Well, say, sir, mess, as I did stand my watch vipon the hill, I looked toward Bionane, and anon me thought, the wood began to moo, McBee. Liar and slaw, mess, let me endure your wrath if be not so, within this 3 mile may you see it coming, I say, a mooing growl, McBee. If thou speak'st thee false, vipon the next tree shall thou hang alley you. Till famine cling thee, if thy speech be sooth, I care not if thou dost for me as much. I pull in resolution and begin to doubt equivocation of the fiend, that lies like truth. Fear not till Bionane wood do come to Dunsinane, and now a wood comes toward Dunsinane. Arm, arm, and out, if this which he auctions does appear, there is nor flying hence nor tarrying here. I gin to be a weary of the sun, and wish, estate oath world were now viendon. Ring the alarum bell, blow wind, come racky. At least we'll die with harness on our backy, exeunt, sina sexta, drum and colors. Enter Malcolmy, Sayward Macduff, and their army with bows mal. Now near enough your lowy screens throw down, and show like those you are, you worthy Vienkli shall with my cossin your right noble son lead our first battle. Worthy Macduff and we shall take vipons what else remains to do, according to our order, say. Fare you well, do we but find the tyrant's power tonight. Let V's be beaten if we cannot fight, McDee. Make all our trumpets speak, Giu them, all breath, those clamorous harbingers of blood and death, exeunt, alarums continued, sina septima enter Macbeth, McBee. They ha tied me to a stake, I cannot fly, but bear like I must fight the course. What's he that was not born of woman? Such a one am I to fear or none, enter young Sayward, why say, what is thy name, McBee? Thou'lt be afraid to hear it. Why say, no, though thou callst he thyself a hoder name, than any is in hell, McBee. My name's Macbeth. Why say, The deal himself could not pronounce a title, more hateful to mine ear, McBee. No, nor more fearful, why say, thou liest abhorred tyrant with my sword, I'll prow the lie thou speak'st thee, fight and young Sayward slain, McBee. Thou wast born of woman, but swords I smile at, weapons laugh to scorn, brandished by man that's of a woman born, enter, alarums, enter Macduff, McDee. That way the noise is, tyrant show thy face, if thou beest slain and with no stroke of mine. My wife and children's ghosts will haunt me still, I cannot strike at wretched kerns whose arms are heard to bear their staws, either thou Macbeth, or else my sword with an VN battered edge, I sheath agin VN deeded. There thou shouldst he be, by this great clatter one of greatest note seems brooded. Let me find him fortune, and more I beg not, exit. Alarums, enter Malcolmy and Sayward, say. This way my lord, the castle's gently rendered, the tyrant's people on both sides do fight. The noble thanes do brawly in the war, the day almost itself professes yours, and little is to do, Malc. We ha met with foes that strike beside VS, say. Enter, sir, the castle exeunt. Alarum, enter Macbeth, McBee. Why should I play the Roman fool and die on mine own sword? Whiles I see Lee use the gashes, do better vpon them, enter Macduff, McDee. Turn, hellhound, turn, McBee. Of all men else I ha awed thee, but get thee backy, my soul is too much charged, with blood of thine already, McDee. I ha no words, my voice is in my sword, thou bloodier villain. Then Tirms can gee you the out fight. Alarum, McBee. Thou loosest labor, as easy mayst thou the entrenchant air, with thy keen sword impress, as make me bleed, let fall thy blade on vulnerable crests. I bear a charmed life which must not yield to one of woman born, McDee. Despair thy charm, and let the angel whom thou still hast serued tell thee Macduff was from his mother's womb, VN timely ripped. McBee. Accursed be that tongue that tells me so, for it hath cowed my better part of man, and be these eogling fiends no more believed, that palter with V's in a double sense, that keep the word of promise to our ear, and break it to our hope. I'll not fight with thee, McDee. Then yield thee, coward, and leave you to be the show, and gaze, oath time, we'll haw thee as our rarer monsters are, painted vpon a pole and vn durit. Here may you see the tyrant, McBee. I will not yield, to kiss the ground before young Malcolm's feet, and to be baited with the rabble's curse, though Bionane would be come to Dunsinane, and thou Opposed being of no woman born, yet I will try the last. Before my body, I throw my warlike shield, lay on Macduff, and damned be him that first cries hold, enough exeunt. Fighting. Alarums, enter fighting and Macbeth slain, retreat and flourish. Enter with drum and colors, Malcolm, Sayward. Ross, thanes, and soldiers, Mal, I would the friends we miss were safer reued, say. Some must go off, and yet by these I see, so great a day as this is cheaply bought, Mal. Macduff is missing, and your noble son, Ross. Your son, my lord, has paid a soldier's debt. He wonly lewed but till he was a man, the which no sooner had his prowess confirmed, in the VN shrinking station where he fought, but like a man he died, say. Then he is dead, Ross. I and brought off the field, your cause of sorrow. Must not be measured by his worth, for then, it hath no end, say, had he his hurts before, Ross. I on the front, say, why then, God soldier be he, had I as many sons as I haw hairs, I would not wish them to a fairer death, and so his knell is nulled, Mal. He's worth more sorrow, and that I'll spend for him, say. He's worth no more, they say he parted well and paid his score, and so God be with him. Here comes newer comfort, enter Macduff, with Macbeth's head, McDee. Hail king, for so thou art. Behold where stands, th, V-serper's cursed head. The time is free, I see thee compassed with thy kingdom's pearl, that speak my salutation in their minds, whose voices I desire a load with mine. Hail king of Scotland, all. Hail king of Scotland, flourish, Mal, we shall not spend a large expense of time, before we reckon with your sewer all lows and make V's ewan with you. My thanes and kinsmen, henceforth be earls the first that you are Scotland, in such an honor named, what's more to do? Which would be planted newly with the time, as calling home our exiled friends abroad, that fled the snares of watchful tyranny, producing forth the cruel ministers of this dead butcher and his fiend-like queen, who as tease thought by self and violent hands, took off her life. This and what needful else, that calls vpon v's by the grace of grace, we will perform in measure, time, and place, so thanks to all at once and to each one, whom we inuite to see versus crowned at scone, flourish. Exeunt omnes, finis. End of the project GUTENBRGEBOOK Macbeth asterisk asterisk. Updated editions will replace the previous one, the old editions will be renamed, creating the works from print editions not protected by U.S. copyright. Law means that no one owns a United States copyright in these works, so the Foundation and you can copy and distribute it in the United States without permission and without paying copyright. royalties. Special rules set forth in the general terms of use part of this license apply to copying and distributing project Gutenberg trademark electronic works to protect the project GUTMBRGTM concept and trademark. Project Gutenberg is a registered trademark and may not be used if you charge for an ebook, except by following the terms of the trademark license, including paying royalties for use of the Project Gutenberg trademark. If you do not charge anything for copies of this ebook, complying with the trademark license is very easy. You may use this ebook for nearly any purpose, such as creation of derivative works, reports, performances, and research. Project Gutenberg ebooks may be modified and printed and given away. You may do practically anything in the United States with ebooks not protected by U.S. copyright law. Redistribution is subject to the trademark license, especially commercial redistribution. Start full license. The full Project GUTMBRGTM license. Please read this before you distribute or use this work to protect the Project Gutenberg trademark mission of promoting the free distribution of electronic works by using or distributing this work or any other work associated in any way with the phrase Project Gutenberg. You agree to comply with all the terms of the full Project Gutenberg license available with this file or online at www.gutenberg.org/license. Section 1. General Terms of Use and Redistributing Project Gutenberg Electronic Works. 1A. By reading or using any part of this Project Gutenberg electronic work, you indicate that you have read, understand, agree to, and accept all the terms of this license and intellectual property trademark copyright agreement. If you do not agree to abide by all the terms of this agreement, you must cease using and return or destroy all copies of Project Gutenberg electronic works in your possession. If you paid a fee for obtaining a copy of or access to a Project Gutenberg electronic work and you do not agree to be bound by the terms of this agreement, you may obtain a refund from the person or entity to whom you paid the fee as set forth in paragraph 1E8, 1B. Project Gutenberg is a registered trademark. It may only be used on or associated in any way with an electronic work by people who agree to be bound by the terms of this agreement. There are a few things that you can do with most Project Gutenberg electronic works, even without complying with the full terms of this agreement. C. Paragraph 1C below. There are a lot of things you can do with Project Gutenberg electronic works if you follow the terms of this agreement and help preserve free future access to Project Gutenberg electronic works. See paragraph 1E below 1C. The Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation, the Foundation or PGLAF, owns a compilation copyright in the collection of Project Gutenberg electronic works. Nearly all the individual works in the collection are in the public domain in the United States. If an individual work is unprotected by copyright law in the United States and you are located in the United States, we do not claim a right to prevent you from copying, distributing, performing, displaying, or creating derivative works based on the work as long as all references to Project Gutenberg are removed. Of course, we hope that you will support the Project Gutenberg mission of promoting free access to electronic works by freely sharing Project Gutenberg works in compliance with the terms of this agreement for keeping the Project Gutenberg name associated with the work. You can easily comply with the terms of this agreement by keeping this work in the same format with its attached full Project Gutenberg license when you share it without charge with others. 1D. The copyright laws of the place where you are located also govern what you can do with this work. Copyright laws in most countries are in a constant state of change. If you are outside the United States, check the laws of your country in addition to the terms of this agreement before downloading, copying, displaying, performing, distributing, or creating derivative works based on this work or any other Project Gutenberg work. The Foundation makes no representations concerning the copyright status of any work in any country other than the United States. 1E. Unless you have removed all references to Project Gutenberg, 1E1, the following sentence with active links to or other immediate access to the full Project Gutenberg license must appear prominently whenever any copy of a Project Gutenberg work, any work on which the phrase Project Gutenberg appears or with which the phrase Project Gutenberg is associated, is accessed, displayed, performed, viewed, copied, or distributed. This ebook is for the use of anyone anywhere in the United States and most other parts of the world at no cost and with almost no restrictions whatsoever. You may copy it, give it away, or reuse it under the terms of the Project Gutenberg trademark license included with this ebook or online at www.gutenberg.org. If you are not located in the United States, you will have to check the laws of the country where you are located before using this ebook. 1. E2. If an individual Project Gutenberg electronic work is derived from texts not protected by U.S. copyright law, does not contain a notice indicating that it is posted with permission of the copyright holder, the work can be copied and distributed to anyone in the United States without paying any fees or charges. If you are redistributing or providing access to a work with the phrase Project Gutenberg associated with or appearing on the work, you must comply either with the requirements of paragraphs 1E1 through 1E7 or obtain permission for the use of the work and the Project Gutenberg trademark as set forth in paragraphs 1E8 or 1E9. 1E3. If an individual Project Gutenberg electronic work is posted, with the permission of the copyright holder, your use and distribution must comply with both paragraphs 1E1 through 1E7 and any additional terms imposed by the copyright holder. Additional terms will be linked to the Project Gutenberg license for all works posted with the permission of the copyright holder found at the beginning of this work. 1E4. Do not unlink or detach or remove the full Project Gutenberg license terms from this work or any files containing a part of this work or any other work associated with Project Gutenberg. 1E5. Do not copy, display, perform, distribute, or redistribute this electronic work or any part of this electronic work without prominently displaying the sentence set forth in paragraph 1E1 with active links or immediate access to the full terms of the Project Gutenberg license. 1E6. You may convert to and distribute this work in any binary, compressed, marked up, non-proprietary or proprietary form, including any word processing or hypertext form. However, if you provide access to or distribute copies of a Project Gutenberg work in a format other than plain vanilla ASCII or other format used in the official version posted on the official Project Gutenberg website, www.gutenberg.org, you must, at no additional cost, fee, or expense to the user, provide a copy, a means of exporting a copy, or a means of obtaining a copy upon request of the work in its original plain vanilla ASCII or other form. Any alternate format must include the full Project Gutenberg license as specified in paragraph 1E1, 1E7. Do not charge a fee for access to, viewing, displaying, performing, copying, or distributing any Project Gutenberg works, unless you comply with paragraph 1E8 or 1E9. 1E8. You may charge a reasonable fee for copies of or providing access to or distributing Project Gutenberg electronic works, provided that you pay a royalty fee of 20% of the gross profits you derive from the use of Project Gutenberg works calculated using the method you already use to calculate your applicable taxes. The fee is owed to the owner of the Project Gutenberg trademark, but he has agreed to donate royalties under this paragraph to the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation. Royalty payments must be paid within 60 days following each date on which you prepare or are legally required to prepare your periodic tax returns. Royalty payments should be clearly marked as such and sent to the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation at the address specified in Section 4, Information about donations to the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation. You provide a full refund of any money paid by a user who notifies you in writing or by email within 30 days of receipt that /he does not agree to the terms of the full Project Gutenberg trademark license. You must require such a user to return or destroy all copies of the works possessed in a physical medium and discontinue all use of and all access to other copies of Project Gutenberg trademark works you provide, in accordance with paragraph 1F3, a full refund of any money paid for a work or a replacement copy if a defect in the electronic work is discovered and reported to you within 90 days of receipt of the work. You comply with all other terms of this agreement for free distribution of Project Gutenberg trademark works. 1E9. If you wish to charge a fee or distribute a Project Gutenberg trademark electronic work or group of works on different terms than are set forth in this agreement, you must obtain permission in writing from the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation, the manager of the Project Gutenberg trademark trademark. Contact the foundation as set forth in section 3 below 1F1F1. Project Gutenberg volunteers and employees expend considerable effort to identify, do copyright research on, transcribe, and proofread works not protected by U.S. copyright law in creating the Project Gutenberg trademark collection. Despite these efforts, Project Gutenberg trademark, electronic works, and the medium on which they may be stored may contain defects, such as, but not limited to, incomplete, inaccurate, or corrupt data, transcription errors, a copyright or other, intellectual property infringement, a defective or damaged disk or other medium, a computer virus or computer codes that damage or cannot be read by your equipment. 1F2. Limited warranty, disclaimer of DAMAGES, except for the right of replacement or refund described in paragraph 1F3, the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation, the owner of the Project Gutenberg trademark, trademark, and any other party distributing a Project Gutenberg trademark electronic work under this agreement, disclaim all liability to you for damages, costs, and expenses, including legal fees. You agree that you have no remedies for negligence, strict liability, breach of warranty, or breach of contract, except those provided in paragraph 1F3. You agree that the foundation, THE, trademark owner, and any distributor under this agreement will not be liable to you for actual, direct, indirect, consequential, punitive, or incidental damages, even if you give notice of the possibility of such damage. 1F3. Limited right of replacement or refund. If you discover a defect in this electronic work within 90 days of receiving it, you can receive a refund of the money, if any, you paid for it by sending a written explanation to the person you received the work from. If you received the work on a physical medium, you must return the medium with your written explanation. The person or entity that provided you with the defective work may elect to provide a replacement copy in lieu of a refund. If you received the work electronically, the person or entity providing it to you may choose to give you a second opportunity to receive the work electronically in lieu of a refund. If the second copy is also defective, you may demand a refund in writing without further opportunities to fix the problem. 1F4. Except for the limited right of replacement or refund set forth in paragraph 1F3, this work is provided to you as is with no other warranties of any kind, express or implied, including but not limited to warranties of merchantability or fitness for any purpose. 1F5. Some states do not allow disclaimers of certain implied warranties or the exclusion or limitation of certain types of damages. If any disclaimer or limitation set forth in this agreement violates the law of the state applicable to this agreement, the agreement shall be interpreted to make the maximum disclaimer or limitation permitted by the applicable state law. The invalidity or unenforceability of any provision of this agreement shall not void the remaining provisions. 1F6. Indemnity. You agree to indemnify and hold the foundation, the trademark owner, any agent or employee of the foundation, anyone providing copies of Project Gutenberg trademark electronic works in accordance with this agreement, and any volunteers associated with the production, promotion, and distribution of Project Gutenberg trademark electronic works, harmless from all liability, costs, and expenses, including legal fees that arise directly or indirectly from any of the following which you do or cause to occur. A, distribution of this or any Project Gutenberg work. B, alteration, modification, or additions or deletions to any Project Gutenberg work. And C, any defect you cause. Section 2. Information about the mission of Project Gutenberg. Project Gutenberg is synonymous with the free distribution of electronic works in formats readable by the widest variety of computers, including obsolete, old, middle-aged, and new computers. It exists because of the efforts of hundreds of volunteers and donations from people in all walks of life. Volunteers and financial support to provide volunteers with the assistance they need are critical to reaching Project Gutenberg goals and ensuring that the Project Gutenberg collection will remain freely available for generations to come. In 2001, the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation was created to provide a secure and permanent future for Project Gutenberg and future generations. To learn more about the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation and how your efforts and donations can help, see Sections 3 and 4 and the Foundation Information page at www.gutenberg.org, Section 3. Information about the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation. The Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation is a nonprofit, 501(c)(3) educational corporation organized under the laws of the State of Mississippi and granted tax-exempt status by the Internal Revenue Service. The foundation's EIN, or Federal Tax Identification, number is 64622-1541. Contributions to the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation are tax deductible to the full extent permitted by U.S. federal laws and your state's laws. The foundation's business office is located at 41 Watchung Plaza 516, Montclair, NJ 7042, USA, plus 1-862-621-9288. Email contact links and up. To date contact information can be found at the foundation's website, an official page at www.gutenberg.org/contact, Section 4. Information about donations to the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation. Project Gutenberg trademark depends upon and cannot survive without widespread public support and donations to carry out its mission of increasing the number of public domain and licensed works that can be freely distributed in machine-readable form accessible by the widest array of equipment, including outdated equipment. Many small donations, $1 to $5,000, are particularly important to maintaining tax-exempt status with the IRS. The foundation is committed to complying with the laws regulating charities and charitable donations in all 50 states of the United States. Compliance requirements are not uniform, and it takes a considerable effort, much paperwork, and many fees to meet and keep up with these requirements. We do not solicit donations in locations where we have not received written confirmation of compliance. To send donations or determine the status of compliance for any particular state, visit www.gutenberg.org/donate. While we cannot and do not solicit contributions from states where we have not met the solicitation requirements, we know of no prohibition against accepting unsolicited donations from donors in such states who approach us with offers to donate. International donations are gratefully accepted, but we cannot make any statements concerning tax treatment of donations received from outside the United States. U.S. laws alone swamp our small staff. Please check the Project Gutenberg web pages for current donation methods and addresses. Donations are accepted in a number of other ways, including checks, online payments, and credit card donations. To donate, please visit www.gutenberg.org/donate, Section 5. General information about Project Gutenberg Electronic Works. Professor Michael S. Hart was the originator of the Project Gutenberg concept of a library of electronic works that could be freely shared with anyone. For 40 years, he produced and distributed Project Gutenberg ebooks with only a loose network of volunteer support. Project Gutenberg ebooks are often created from several printed editions, all of which are confirmed as not protected by copyright in the U.S. unless a copyright notice is included. Thus, we do not necessarily keep ebooks in compliance with any particular paper edition. Most people start at our website, which has the main PG search facility, www.gutenberg.org. This website includes information about Project Gutenberg, including how to make donations to the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation, how to help produce our new ebooks, and how to subscribe to our email newsletter to hear about new ebooks. This is the end of the audiobook. Thank you for listening. You can listen to and download more audiobooks at threeords.com.